What's going on, guys? This is Vladimir Salas. Welcome to the Habits Over Feelings show, where we put our feelings to the side and do what we need to do to move forward with our health, fitness, and business.
All right, guys, on today's episode, I wanted to get into my 10-week journey. What I learned from eating in a calorie surplus for 10 weeks. So, first of all, what's a surplus? What the hell am I talking about? For those of you that don't know, basically, you know, you have this number of calories that you should be consuming. You have a number of calories that you should be consuming for weight loss. You have a number of calories that you should be consuming for maintenance, meaning you just maintain the weight that you're on. Or you have a number of calories that you should be consuming if you actually want to gain weight. Yes. Some people actually want to gain weight, and I was one of those people, and I did it for 10 weeks, and this is going to be a couple of things that I learned. Now, why would anybody eat in a surplus on purpose? So a couple of reasons why people like to eat in a surplus. One, to get heavier. Like they just want to be heavier. Like think of, you know, a fucking sumo athlete or lineman in the NFL. Like the more mass, the heavier you are, the more force you're going to be able to produce and the harder you're going to hit. So that's one reason. One, you could actually just want to build muscle. By building more muscle, you're technically going to be getting heavier as well. But wanting more muscle, that is a big reason why most people eat in a surplus on purpose. That's the reason why I wanted to do it. Another reason, to get stronger. With more muscle, you're going to be able to push more weight. With more fuel, you're going to have more energy to, you know, push more weight and get stronger. Another reason is you hit a plateau. And this is like, you know, this is some good coaching right here and a little hack. If you're on a fucking plateau, you know, you're in a calorie deficit because you want to get thinner, you want to weigh less, and you keep going down. Good, you lose some weight, you keep eating less, you lose some weight, but then there's going to get to a point where you're just not going to lose any more weight, and you're just going to feel like shit because you have such little fuel, and you're just going to be spinning your wheels. You're in this plateau. So now it's time to reverse you, to build some more muscle, to get your body used to the higher amount of calories. That way you could cut again. So that's a big reason why, I mean, that's the main reason why I have my clients eat a little bit more calories, like go into a calorie surplus, because that will boost their metabolism. Like just eating more, getting more muscle, it will help with fat burning in the long haul. All right, so how did I do it? And you know, I try to do it as, I guess, healthy as possible, not with junk. I didn't go to fucking Chick-fil-A or McDonald's or just sauced it up or ate junk. I try to do it, you know, as clean as possible. So what I did, I added a tablespoon of olive oil to my breakfast. And at first it seemed a little nasty because like I have my egg scramble, and then I'll right on top when it's cooked already in the plate, I will just drizzle a whole ass tablespoon of olive oil. I added cheese to my meals. That's one way I added calories. Most nights, I actually really enjoyed this. I just had a bowl of milk and cereal. Milk and cereal. I had that cereal, the cocoa pebbled, whatever. Flintstone, that's what I had at night. So that's how I was able to add 500 calories to my day. That easy. Yeah, exactly. So that's how I did it. That's the number I chose. I chose to eat in a 500 calorie surplus. So the results in eating more, in being in a surplus. So the first thing I noticed, like almost like immediately, it was like libido increase, like sex drive increase, because like you're actually giving your body enough fuel. And this is very important for women too. Like when women under eat and like they're very lean, they'll like lose their menstrual cycle, meaning like they're just not gonna get pregnant, because When you're underfed, when your body is not running on all cylinders, there is no way you're gonna have enough to multiply. And obviously that's when you get that sex drive or whatever. For women, you get your period. So that's one thing I noticed, like my sex drive increased a bit. And yeah, so that's one thing to keep in mind. Like if you're trying to get pregnant and you're under eating, you're fucking up. You gotta get your calories up. And if you're very lean and you're a woman and you're trying to get pregnant, you need some fat on you. You need to like actually gain some body fat. Anyways, I got stronger in all my lifts, deadlifts, squats, bench presses. I was getting stronger every single week. Every single week, I was pushing more weight than the week prior, like for a whole 10 weeks. So in total, I was able to gain 6 pounds. I gained 6 pounds in 10 weeks. Now, here comes like what actually matters. 2.3 pounds of that was muscle, 3.7 pounds of that was fat. So almost like a 60 to 40% ratio, which, to me, it was a little bit disappointing. I wanted to be at least 50 and 50, 50% muscle, 50% fat. That would have been good. But at the end of the day, it was an experiment, and this is why I did it, it's just so I could know. Now, what I learned at first, it was fun having all these extra calories to eat, practically whatever I wanted, as long as it didn't make me feel bad. But after a while, it was hard, man. It was hard, like just forcing all the extra food, forcing all the cheese, all the bowls of cereal, and like, oh my God, like I'm so full. It was hard getting all that food in, especially when it's like whole foods or not junk food or ultra processed foods, because ultra processed foods have a lot of calories in small amounts, but like whole foods and healthier foods, you gotta eat a lot to like reach those calories. So I was full all the time, like from breakfast to bedtime, I was full. I was bloated most of the day just because I had so much food in me. I didn't think it would be so hard eating so much all the time. The bottom line for me, and this is very contextual, like as a experienced lifter, as someone who's been lifting and weight training for, man, almost 20 years, 500 calorie surplus is too much, is too much, because I gained most of it in fat. I did gain 2.3 pounds of muscle in 10 weeks, which is, I would say, is really good. But for me, I didn't like all the fat that I gained, all the fluff that I gained. So that a 500 calorie surplus is probably too much if you're advanced, if you're experienced. So you probably would have gotten the same benefits from lifting, eating 250 calories surplus. It probably would have taken longer to gain those 2.3 pounds of muscle, like say maybe 15 weeks, but you wouldn't have gained all that fat. Now, for someone that's a beginner, for someone that is new, for someone that's like a hard gainer, you're skinny as hell and you're trying to put on some size, this might be the move. This might be the move, and your percentages might be very different. You might be in the other side. 60% of the weight is muscle, and only like 30, 40% could be fat, or even less. Like sometimes you should, especially if you're young, if you're like, man, if you're like between 18 and like 30, like you probably, and you have a lot to gain, this could work. Eating in a 500 calorie surplus. So definitely give it a try. I started cutting calories already, and I feel so much better. It's just like not so full, and my weight has already gotten down a few pounds. But yeah, my goal is now is obviously to cut my calories, get leaner, but keep on the 2.3 pounds of muscle that I was able to gain on those 10 weeks. And then we'll see. Right now, I'm almost like I'm in a little bit of a deficit, But we'll see if we bulk up again anytime soon. All right, guys, that is all I got for you today. Let me know if you have guys have any questions on Instagram. You know, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to lean out? Are you trying to maintain? Are you trying to gain weight? That is all I got for today. Thank you for tuning in. Peace.
Hey, thank you for tuning in. I really hope this episode provided value for you. If you want to learn how to lose your next 20 to 30 plus pounds in the next 90 days, build strength, build muscle using kettlebells, and most importantly, fix your relationship with food, I want you to DM me the word transform on Instagram at kettlebellweightlosscoach for more info on one-on-one online coaching. So if you're ready to make a change and want to learn more about working directly with me, send me a message with the word transform on Instagram and I'll reach out to you to see if I can help.